Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcbatthelibrary@gmail.com. And here's your host, Diane Barker.
I'm honored to welcome to At the Library a friend of WHCB Radio, Greg Patton. Our audience hears him Monday through Friday at 12:30 and 6 p.m. on Hello World. His enthusiasm and excitement for God and ministry are always a highlight of our biannual fundraising events. Greg Patton is pastor and founder of the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He is also known for his work as an evangelist. For the better part of the last five decades, Greg has shared Christ around the world and across the United States from coast to coast. Under his ministry, thousands have accepted Christ and hundreds of churches have been revived. Additionally, Greg has a lifetime career as a broadcaster. His feature, Today's World, is a popular segment on Southwest Radio Church's Watchman on the Wall program. Greg and his wife of over 50 years, Sharon, live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They have six adult children, 15 amazing grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Greg has just published his first book, Living in Today's World, Stories of Faith, Inspiration, and Encouragement. Greg, I'm delighted to welcome you to At the Library.
Diane, it's an honor to be with you. We talked so many times during the Share-a-thon and the fundraiser, and I'm usually interviewing you, so this is a treat for me.
Well, it is for me also. You know, as you said, we have talked many times when you were in the Tri-Cities for events, and I believe the most noticeable trait is your contagious joy and love for Jesus. I want to know how you came to faith in Christ, but I thought I'd let you start our conversation by telling us about your early life. You describe your dad as one tough guy, and you've shared that he actually rejected the Lord for many, many years. So would you tell us about your early life and then how your dad came to faith in Christ?
I'd be glad to do that, and also excited to report that many years ago, Unshackled out of Chicago, Illinois, contacted us and asked us if we would share our life story on Unshackled. And to date, I think it has been heard around the world four times. God has just blessed us in a special way, and all we did is tell our testimony. And God used it. But, yeah, things were tough. My dad had an alcohol problem. He was an alcoholic. I was the youngest, and my two older sisters were gone from the home. And it was just a pretty tough time. And I kind of got into sports, got into girls, of course, and all of that, just, I think, to occupy more time. I was an average student, a C student. And, yeah, things just I decided somewhere along the line, I think I adapted it from, and didn't know it, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I determined I was going to make something of myself. I wasn't going to be a drunk like my dad, and I was just going to do something. And it really did work. At 18, I became the youngest television newsman, I think an honor we still hold, in the state of Indiana, where I was on the air doing regular broadcast every day at 18 years of age. And that went on to age 27 down in Indianapolis, Indiana, where our station down there was number one in America on an FM rock station. And my show was highly rated in the evening. We had thousands and thousands of kids listen every night. And one of those kids, Kevin Mitchell, invited me to a Baptist church. And I was so taken back by that. I thought, no way am I going to go to a Baptist church. I did, because I liked that kid. And believe it or not, it just stirred me up going to that service and wanted to go back to what they had as a New Year's Eve service, a party they called it. And I thought, okay, maybe the Baptists are more hip than I thought they were. I'm going to go to this party. And so went there, and it was life-changing. I just knew from the moment I walked in something was different and something was happening. And by the end of the service, going into the midnight hour, I walked forward and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. And back to, you mentioned Dad, he just had a really tough time of it because he said this happened to him when he was a kid. He went to a revival, got all emotional, and went forward, said yes to Christ, and but he said it'll only last a couple of weeks and you'll snap out of it. I knew then that he didn't have the real thing, and it was a real struggle. He just thought I was somewhat on the even feminine side, being a Christian. I don't know where he got this kind of an idea, but it was really offensive to me, and we clashed often. And but at one point, I guess just being me and just sharing Christ, he got very sick, came around, and actually got to a point where my pastor, Dr. James Bachman, was able to get to the hospital and on his deathbed led my father to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Dr. Bachman said, "I know it was real. Your dad's eyes met my eyes, Greg, for the first time in over 300 presentations that I gave him of salvation. This one was real." So Dad came to know Christ as Savior, and oh, wow, I can't wait for that reunion one of these days in heaven. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
What an amazing story. Well, then you have another story about your mom. She actually came to the Lord after someone who was in the congregation when you were preaching later asked you for her contact information and then witnessed to her, and then your mom came to the Lord. Tell us that story.
That was amazing. That was over in Findlay, Ohio, at First Baptist Church, I believe it was, Findlay, Ohio. And I was there for a morning meeting, and they held us over. And this woman came to me, and I guess her son was the song director. At 40 years of age, he died tragically. And I guess somehow my testimony merged with her thoughts, and she came to me and wanted to know if she could contact my mom. And that frightened me a bit. I thought, I wonder what she's going to say. She could drive my mother further away. I've been witnessing to mom. But anyway, I just trusted the Lord and said, yeah, I gave her the number. And that was it. Forgot all about it. Of course, you're traveling and you're meeting people and you're doing meeting after meeting. I traveled over the country with my wife and children. So we homeschooled. We had a very busy life at that time in evangelism. And so one day back home on the farm there in Indiana, my mom called and ask if I knew such and such. And I said, "No, Mom, I don't recognize the name." I said, "Why do you ask?" She said, "Well, this woman just called me, and she's from over there in Ohio, and said you spoke at the church, and all of a sudden it came to me." And I thought, "Yes, and what did you think, Mom?" And she started crying. And she said how fortunate I was to have a son who's in the ministry and alive. And she told me about her son losing his life. And I could just tell. I just said, "Mom, just hold on. Let me call you right back." Well, I called my pastor again. Here he comes. And his wife, they rushed right down there. And they said, "Mom was so open to the gospel." And they led her to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they had her call me. And Mom said, "Guess what happened to me?" And I thought, oh, boy, chills just up and down my spine. I knew what had happened, that she had trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. So, yeah, two glorious conversions. And I didn't think it was going to happen. I just thought, no, they're two toughies. It's just that both of them came to know Christ the Savior. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. You just do what he says and trust him. So, yeah, it was great. I appreciate you asking about that.
Well, two tremendous stories to encourage us to never give up, right?
That's absolutely right.
Well, tell me what happened then. After you accepted the Lord, you said you were maybe about 27. And so what happened? Did you continue in radio? How did you begin to go into ministry?
I have a real lesson for everyone listening on that one. I thought when God saved me, I knew I was talented. I wanted to go on and be a Johnny Carson or a David Letterman, New York and L.A. That was my dream. Do the radio thing, then get into television comedy. And so I thought, well, God, you've landed a really good one here. I've got the voice. I've got the talent. And my, oh, my, it was awful. I went, count the years, 7 years with nothing really happening. And then when I got to the point where I quit, I give up, and I just dropped the whole idea. I thought, it's never going to happen. And all of a sudden, he resurrected that dream. And things have been happening to this very day. Here at age 75, I'm busier than I have ever been on radio through WHCB, Southwest Radio Church. We just got back from Alaska, so we're speaking all over the country almost every month. And I'm writing these books. It is just incredible what God has done. So, again, pride. I continue to preach. It's even in my new demonic book coming out, Invisible War and the Saints, that pride's probably the greatest problem for the Christian. And it causes so many problems for you and me. And I experienced it firsthand. That old pride from Greg Patton, the DJ, the television news anchor man, just came roaring back. And I told God I was really going to do great things for him. And he was fortunate to have me in the kingdom. And I learned a valuable lesson that I've not forgotten to this day. be very careful. The rug can be pulled out from under you any moment, and God will get you where he wants you to be. So, but yeah, so he blessed, and I got into managing Christian radio stations, and that didn't seem to satisfy. And then I just wanted to go out and preach and go around the country and talk about what I knew about the media, radio and television. And well, the meetings just continued to come in, and God just continued to bless through the years. And we did that for quite some time. And then the kids kind of felt like we were gypsies on the road, just traveling from spot to spot. And I could tell they wanted to settle down. So I had the choice of continuing on alone and coming back and seeing them every week or two, or starting a church, which I never wanted to do. I just thought that's just got to be a terrible thing, trying to minister all these people week after week. It's one thing to go in and be the hero for a week in a revival or evangelistic service. It's another thing to see those same faces every Sunday. And now I can tell you it's been 34 years I've seen those same faces. So God blessed as we started the church and continuing in that ministry there today. And God has just been so kind to us, so generous in so many ways. So Hello World, which heard daily in many places around the country, has just been outstanding. I've been able to share my thoughts. I've got a conservative voice. I've been able to share that, and we end every program with an 8 to 10 minute devotion. So it's kind of the best of both worlds for me. And we just continue to get an enormous response from people, new people coming in, never heard it before. And they liken us, as many guys out Southwest said, that's the Christian Paul Harvey you're listening to. That's where he, and that's where we took off on the program. I thought, hey, Paul did a very good job. I'll just Christianize this thing a bit and use a lot of Bible, and we'll do the same thing. And it has really, really worked. People seem to really appreciate that message in America today. So I'm grateful. God's good all the time.
Yes, he is. Well, how in the world did you narrow your stories down to just a few for this book?
They said do that or they won't air or be in the book. So I didn't have a choice. I can give my name and address and go a half hour somehow. And so I'm always, Matthew Hill, who's the CEO of Southwest Radio Church, is always after me. When I get in the pulpit, they give you 45 minutes, and that's the law. And I have a terrible time keeping that. And so, but I just said, yeah, you know, this is what they want. They want 4 or 5 minutes at that time. And I did that on the air, and then we just took those stories from the radio program and put them into book form, and it was hard to do. You really got to get concise and cut out a lot of stuff.
Tell us just a little bit about the next two books you're working on.
I would love to. I had no desire ever to be involved with Satan or his demons. I was very happy preaching around the country, seeing altars fill up and pastors saying what great meetings we've had. It just seemed to be working, and we came under a demonic attack from a woman in Savannah, Georgia, of all places, that ended up going a couple of years. And it was just one of the worst things I'd ever been through. I count it today as one of the best things because I had to really study the scripture. I talked to men of God. I read dozens and dozens of books by conservative writers, for the most part, on the spirit world. And as a result of that, I just realized, my goodness, so many pastors and so many churches have no idea how far spirits can go in the life of even a Christian. And so that put me on a trail to the point that I started speaking that message around the country, and it was very well received. We had such great response. We had lives changed in so many areas, pastors, their wives, their children. And actually, it was, again, Matthew Hill said, we need to have you write this and put it into a book. So we first of all did a video series, and that's on the internet, on YouTube, 36-part series. And the book is different from that. I just really got down using a lot of scripture and basically letting people know that, hey, you have the victory in Jesus. At the end of each chapter, I have what's called victory thoughts, and it's just a page of victory, claiming from the scripture what God has to say. And I think the biggest problem Christians have is they're fearful of the topic, and they're afraid that, you know, Satan can go this far. And there's just a lot of wrongs out there, reference the teaching of that. So I said, I'm going to do it in the book, Invisible War on the Saints. And we go through a whole list of how possibly you can be affected by the spirit world and what to do about it. That's basically the book. And then, of course, on my radio program every day, I allude to the new America, a flood of evil. At my age, and of course, many of us are there in the listening audience right now, it has been an awful transition from when we were children, teenagers, young adults, to where we are. The new America, flood of evil, that book is just going to be about some of the transition from days of old to where we are today and the problems that we have. And again, biblically, what can we do about it? What can an individual Christian do? And how can we gather forces together then to unite?
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or by email at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next week for At the Library.